From JMI Wealth, live from New York City. Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Isn't this wonderfully international? It's 2:15-ish Wednesday afternoon your time. It's 7:15-ish Wednesday night my time. And we're broadcasting in New Zealand at 6:15 Thursday morning. That's how to cover the world, eh?
Yeah, and the technology's working, which was, I was stressing about that beforehand, I can tell you.
Oh, I know, everything's bulletproof here at ZB. 25 points they've gone.
Yeah, Fed decision has just been announced with the accompanying statement. Governor Jerome Powell will give his usual press conference. That's at 2:30 local time, so it's in about a quarter of an hour. So he's put the statement out, and key points from the statement, most of this was expected. They've dropped some language from their previous statement saying that some additional policy firming may be appropriate. That's gone. They're now going to look at various factors in determining the extent to which additional policy firming may be appropriate. That change was expected. They're still highly attentive to inflation, but it's probably going to be data dependent going forward. So this is sort of indicating the potential for a pause, but this was expected. And prior to the statement, there was a high degree of consensus around a 25 basis point hike. So just for clarity, they've now moved to a range on the Fed funds rate of 5 to 5.25%. So all of that was fairly in alignment. Where things aren't aligned, Mike, really, is in what happens next, or rather in the next 12 months, because current economic data signals are kind of mixed. We've had data released this morning, New York time, the PMI Purchasing Managers Index data, no weakness there. Institute of Supply Management, the service index improved, new orders improved, so not looking particularly recessionary either. The market right now, in terms of pricing, sees the Fed changing direction, bringing in cuts by the end of this year. But I've been meeting with market strategists here in New York over the last couple of days, and the only sort of common thread is recession, but plenty of diverging opinions over when that occurs. I've heard some suggest employment sort of tanks quite quickly. That prompts a shift, a Fed pivot and low rates. But then there's the alternative views, which I tend to sort of favour a little bit more, that recession doesn't kick in until a little bit later, so it suggests no interest rate relief in the short term. The key to all these forecasts, Mike, now I think absolutely is the labour market. We get a read on that with non-farm payrolls this weekend, and if you're only going to look at sort of one piece of data out of the US, non-farm payrolls is probably the one. Market at the moment, it's usually a little bit volatile between the announcement and then the press conference, and the markets won't settle down but until after the press conference. But at the moment, the share markets are up.
Okay, good stuff. Let me talk about the New Zealand job scene after 7 o'clock, if I could. But give me your read on the banking sector. So, I mean, there are some European banks I've seen in the last 24, 48 hours. They're going gangbusters. I've seen other banks in America falling over. What's going on with banking?
Yeah, this is fascinating, Mike. So obviously everyone's aware of the story. Silicon Valley Bank goes belly up, and then Signature Bank, and then we've obviously had a lot of, and then First Republic Bank. And First Republic Bank went into administration over the weekend, and then there's an auction process, and JP Morgan step in and buy up the bank. Now, so the issue is here, you think, oh, great, that's fantastic news, you know. But actually, it's not been taken quite as cleanly as that. There's a couple of issues. The American banking market is sort of, it's got two bits to it. It's got a few very big banks and then a whole lot of thousands of very small banks. So there's some concern around these thousands of small banks, and there's some concern amongst Americans that the big banks are going to get too big because they're the ones that have come in and mopped up the mess. But the other interesting issue, Mike, is just the process, the way this happened. So First Republic Bank basically went into administration, then it's auctioned off to one of the big banks, and you're sort of saying, well, hang on a sec, if they want to pick up more business, aren't they now just going to wait for these big banks, for these smaller banks to go under, and then they'll go on to the Fed and say, hey, can we grab what's left? So quite a lot of debate, and we saw the regional banking sector fall quite sharply yesterday in trading yesterday. The one thing I will say, though, is for a banking issue in America to be systemic, it needs to hit the big banks as well. I don't think that's going to happen.
Very good insight. What are the numbers?
The Dow Jones at the moment is up 62 points, so it's reacted positively to the statement, 33,741. It's up small. The S&P 500, 4,131, up about 0.25%, and the NASDAQ is at 12,171. It's up 0.75%, but that will move around after the statement as well. Overnight in your part of the world at the moment, Mike, the FTSE 100, was up 15 points. 7783 was the close there. The Nikkei, 0.12 gain, 29,157. Shanghai Composite up over 1%, 3323. The Australasian markets weren't that flash, down 70 points from the ASX 200, 7197, and the NZX 50 lost over a percent yesterday, 130 points, 11,907. One Kiwi dollar will get you 0.6249 US at the moment, 0.9339 Aussie, 0.5642 Euro, 0.4969 pounds, 84.43 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $2,027.27, and Brent crude actually weakening off a little bit more, $72.58. And Mike, it has finally stopped raining here, which I'm very pleased about.
Yes, indeed. We had nothing but sunshine the whole time, but I wouldn't want to rub that in. You have a good time anyway, Andrew Callagher, JMIWealth.co.nz.